Gentlemen, we have come to the final 1 hour long session of the World Science Forum, and there is only this short or relatively short session between me and your lunch today, so we have to start it with immediate effect. And allow me to ask the presidents of the present World Science Forum and the next forthcoming World Science Forum, Professor Laszlo Lovász on behalf of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, and president of the present edition of the World Science Forum. And let me ask Minister, His Excellency, Minister Zimande, the president and host of the next World Science Forum, to come to the podium and formally hand over So I kindly ask you, presidents, president of the present forum and the forthcoming next forum in Cape Town in 2021, to shake hands by showing that the World Science Forum, the flame, the Olympic flame, goes over to South Africa.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is of course a very important even though short events of our session. One of the most important and I think greatest features of the World Science Forum is this, that it alternates between the location of it, alternates between Budapest and between the developing world. This ensures stability as well as outreach. Budapest ensures stability, and by the nature of things, in Budapest, perhaps we look more inward in the scientific world, and that's why we chose this topic, ethics and responsibility, which is mostly scientists have to say to other scientists what to do. And when the developing world has the right to, or the obligation to organize the World Science Forum, then of course we look around in the world, and I must say that so far in previous such occasions we have seen a fantastic and probably not that well-known resource for the future of humanity, in the form of scientists and science in those countries. So it is a great pleasure for me to announce, of course not new announcement, that the next World Science Forum will be organized in the Republic of South Africa. And I would like to officially ask Mr. Minister to accept this task. And by this shake of hands,
thank you very much, Professor Lovász. Of course, I would like to say on behalf of all the scientists and our government in South Africa, we really feel honored and privileged for having been selected to host the next World Science Forum in December 2021. And we are looking forward to actually welcome all of you. Of course, I wouldn't move away from here without a bit of advert for South Africa. Free advert, a platform among scientists. Firstly, I think that we've listened carefully and watched what was happening, and we've been part of this journey with the World Science Forum. We don't want to impose what we would like to talk about in South Africa, we would like to engage and consult. But of course, one of the things that is important that's also coming from your message is that science is everywhere. Science is both in the developed world as well as in the developing world, including our precious African continent. South Africa has third highest levels of biodiversity. It's also a very culturally diverse country. And we're going to also be entering a wonderful competition to decide in 2021 which wine is best between Hungarian wine and South African wine. We have very good wine in South Africa, I would like to say that. We also have the Big Five. And you will be coming to South Africa right bang in the middle of our summer. Sun and sun and sun every day. I only hope, though, that people will remain in the halls for discussions rather than putting in their shorts and skirts to be going out to enjoy the sun. We really feel honored and privileged, and we promise we will do our best to make our own contribution and keep the tradition of the World Science Forum as a space for open and free discussion and debate, and for humanity, a place for humanity to come together and share the best of what science can offer. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Minister. Professor Lovas, I kindly ask you to come back with the declaration to the podium, and please read the declaration before you ask the audience, the participants, to accept the declaration of the 2019 World Science Forum.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the tradition of the World Science Forum to close with a declaration of scientists addressed to the whole society. This declaration, the way I will read it, and again, that's part of the tradition that the president reads the declaration, and so please forget my lapses of pronunciation. The declaration incorporates two long discussions, detailed discussions by the steering committee, remarks by other people, other members of this forum, but I must in particular name four people who have been very instrumental in drafting the first version so that we have something to take apart, and then eventually, based on our rather diverse and in a final form given remarks, they have put together the form that I'm going to read to you. These four people are Lucilla Spini, Julia McKenzie, Conor De Leon, and Gergely Böhm. So thank you very much for your work. So this is now the declaration of the 9th World Science Forum on Science, Ethics and Responsibility, text adopted on the 23rd of November 2019 in Budapest. The preamble. With the encouragement and support of the partner organizations of the World Science Forum, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, the International Science Council, the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, the World Academy of Sciences, the Inter-Academy Partnership, and the European Academy Science Advisory Council. We, the participants of the 9th World Science Forum, held from the 20th to the 23rd of November 2019 in Budapest, adopt the present declaration. World Science Forum, an outcome of the 1999 World Conference on Science, is a biennial event that since 2003 has been successfully assembling scientists, policymakers, industry leaders, civil society, and the media to discuss the role of science in meeting global challenges. In line with the recommendations of the 1999 World Conference on Science, on, quote, science and the use of scientific knowledge, unquote, and taking into account the 2011, quote, Budapest Declaration of the New Era of Global Science, unquote, the 2013, again, quote, Rio de Janeiro Declaration on Science for Global Sustainable Development, the 2015 Budapest Declaration on the Enabling Power of Science, and the 2017 Jordan Declaration on Science for Peace. We reaffirm our commitment to the rigorous and ethical conduct of scientific research and the responsible use of scientific knowledge. Introduction. Science, Ethics and Responsibility, 20 years after the 1999 World Conference on Science. The Declaration of Science and the Use of Scientific Knowledge, endorsed by representatives of 155 governments in Budapest in the 1999 UNESCO World Conference on Science, was a pioneering document outlining a clear vision for science and society in the 21st century. It defined an expanded role and responsibility for science in the new era of human history, in which science and technology are primary drivers of societal change. Indeed, in the past 20 years, we have seen a revolution in multiple fields of scientific research, coupled with deep and ongoing change in our societies. New scientific discoveries in fields such as information and communication technologies, synthetic biology and gene editing, artificial intelligence, big data and machine learning have further increased the pace at which science and technology impact our environment and society, with the potential to entrench rather than reduce inequalities. Environmental and social changes, including demography, climate change, pollution, and water security, have raised new expectations for science. Globally, investment in research and development has greatly increased, and new state and non-state actors have reshaped the established global order and impacted the production of scientific knowledge and the distribution of science investment and funding. In our societies, transformed by the rise of new communication channels and social media, scientific knowledge is increasingly challenged in public discourse by opinions and beliefs based on distrust, insufficient engagement, poor science literacy, and inefficient communication of science to the public and policymakers. At a time of accelerating global change, it is particularly important that young people in all societies have access to scientific education. We call the 1999 Declaration of Science and the use of scientific knowledge, and acknowledge the growing importance of the message, quote, science in the 21st century, a new commitment, unquote, as presented in its recommendations. We must ensure shared responsibility for ethical considerations to be recognized as intrinsic to defining the objectives of scientific inquiry, making funding allocations, and conducting, disseminating, and applying research. This should apply in particular to the education and inclusion of young and emerging scientists and innovators. We foster a proactive culture of self-regulation by scientists. We embrace a principle of freedom and responsibility in science, adopted by ISC member organizations, the renewed, quote, recommendations on science and scientific researchers, unquote, adopted by UNESCO, and the AAAS statement on scientific freedom and responsibility as reference documents for further consideration. We celebrate 20 years of international science dialogue since the 1999 World Conference on Science, and 100 years since the establishment of the International Research Council, the first non-governmental organization to foster scientific collaboration on a global scale. We affirm our commitment to scientific responsibility for the global public good through attainment of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. More details in the coming 4 points. Point number one, science for global well-being. The value of science cannot be measured solely by its contribution to economic prosperity. Science is a global public good with the ability to contribute to sustainable development and global well-being. We recognize the responsibilities of scientists to conduct and apply science with integrity, in the interest of humanity, for well-being, and with respect to human rights. We call for the reassessment of science and funding policies, recognizing the value of science as a tool to push the boundaries of human knowledge, to promote universal well-being, to monitor, analyze, and respond to environmental, social, and economic challenges, and to address the capacity needs of scientifically lagging countries. We embrace the freedom of scientists to plan and conduct research that may not be specifically responsive to any immediate socioeconomic or environmental expectations. Good science must be free to fly when curiosity is a driving factor. Point two, strengthen global standards in research integrity. In the world of globalized science, there is a growing need for the harmonization and promotion of research integrity, which includes common codes of conduct and their enforcement. This should apply especially for rapidly developing areas of science and research performed by transnational entities. We call for harmonization and enforcement of standards of conduct of scientific research across borders and across public and private research. We acknowledge that worthy research requires more than intellectual merit and impact. It must be ethical, inclusive, and socially responsible. We call for the establishment of self-regulatory processes by which scientists can report suspected research misconduct and other irresponsible research practices without fear of reprisal, and the establishment of procedures for responding to such allegations. We support regional and national efforts to promote global standards of research integrity, and in particular, we celebrate the emergence of World Science Forum 2017 of the Charter of Ethics of Science and Technology in the Arab region. Point number three, fulfillment of academic freedom and the human right to science. While acknowledging that the principle of academic freedom is supported and promoted by science organizations globally, there is little consensus on the conditions that enable its fulfillment. In an evolving era in which science is increasingly dependent on research infrastructure, research funding, and top-down policy agendas, the concept of academic freedom must be revisited. Academic freedom must operate at every point in the research process. It must encompass the autonomy of researchers and research institutions, access to peer-reviewed scientific knowledge and data without systemic barriers, access to research infrastructure and funding, and the freedom to set bottom-up research agendas in all fields of science, including social sciences, and the freedom to communicate scientific results. We acknowledge that scientific freedom can only be respected by society if it is based on strict ethical principles. We call on the international scientific community to develop new standards for the fulfillment of academic freedom and to create tools to describe, monitor, and measure its integral conditions. We acknowledge the vital nature of curiosity-driven basic sciences. We welcome the UNESCO designation of 2022 as the International Year of Basic Sciences for Development. We reaffirm our support for the rights of refugee and other displaced scientists. We reinforce our commitment to promote the right to science for all, including those underrepresented and underserved by science, such as women and minorities, as an essential precursor to sustainable and prosperous societies and durable peace. Number four, the responsibility and ethics of communicating science. The pace of scientific discovery has quickened, but barriers to scientific information and the benefits of research remain. The increased complexity and volume of scientific information requires new methods of data validation and research dissemination. While the application of artificial intelligence opens new paths for the management of scientific research and data, it also raises concerns about privacy, control, and the use of personal data. Such developments alter the landscape of access to knowledge and present challenges in transitioning to novel publishing models and the application of new communication strategies. We reinforce our commitment to science as a global public good and support open science and new publishing models that grant access to scientific publications. We recognize the importance of scientists engaging with the public about science, including the risks associated with its conduct or application and the acknowledgement of their interpretations of research. We encourage scientists to foster citizen science and to promote the co-creation of actionable knowledge. We recognize the imperatives for evidence-informed decision-making and a stronger science policy practice interface, and therefore the need for scientists to be trained to communicate their work to decision-makers and the general public. We recognize the powerful role of media in communicating scientific information and call for rigorous fact-checking and analysis in reporting. We call for a reassessment of science's relationship with media, particularly in view of conflicting or misleading news and information and the use of false equivalence. We encourage scientists to produce, apply, and communicate science and to raise awareness of both the benefits and ethical considerations. I recommend that we accept this declaration by acclamation. Thank you very much.
Mr. President, may I ask you to stay? Because you will have to say the last words, but before that, allow me to give a few more comments, primarily thanking the organizers of the forum before you close the forum as its president. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived to the last moment of the forum, the final moments of the fourth day's last session, but it is my duty and honor to express our sincere gratitude to all those who contributed to the success of the present 2019 edition of the World Science Forum series. And allow me to start my thanks with words going to the host and president of the former World Science Forum and the host and president of the next Science, World Science Forum, primarily Jordan. And allow me to express our most sincere thanks to Her Royal Highness Sumaya Bint Al Hassan, President of the Royal Scientific Society of Jordan, I mentioned shortly the golden team of the World Science Forum, and if somebody is really a team member at the highest possible level, it's Your Royal Highness, Princess Sumaya. She not only hosted one of the most successful and until now the most populous, because at least 3,000 participants were at the Dead Sea in the last World Science Forum in this series, but she is our main ambassador worldwide. With her elegance, eloquency, and commitment to the World Science Forum series, she is our main ambassador. Thank you, Your Royal Highness. We would also like to thank Minister Zinande, who has come from South Africa to take over the forum's preparatory activities from us. We have already visited you last year. The steering committee had its session, its meeting there, and we can definitely support your positive views about the weather, the culture, nature, kindness of your people, the hospitality. So I can guarantee this will be a splendid forum again in 2 years' time. Thank you, Minister. We also have to express on behalf of the organizers, the main organizer, the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, our thanks to the 6 partner organizations, UNESCO, the International Council of Science, IAAS, TWAS, IAP, and ESOC, as well as many other associates, primarily and first of all of them, the Global Academy, Global Young Academy. Thank you for all your contributions and being here, being present at the forum. Thirdly, I have to express our sincere gratitude to all those people who helped us during these long preparatory periods and the 4 last days, all the stewardesses, all the other organizations helping us, the Hungarian Palace of Arts in Budapest, MUPA, the Museum of Fine Arts, all the other persons supporting the Academy's efforts to have a splendid World Science Forum. And last but not least, thanks to the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, the main host of this splendid forum. Its president, László Lovász, but also the former dignitaries, professor and former president Ferenc Glass, Professor Norbert Crow, who is really one of the most animated persons behind this forum, who brought it to Hungary, contributed to its success. Thank you, Norbert. Here comes the but. We also have to give a special, big hand, not only to all the different departments of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, but its international department, headed by Gergely Böhm. And Katalin Fodor, head of the World Science Forum Secretariat. Without your support, your 7 days a week, 20 hours a day, hard work, this forum could have not come to this successful ending. And now let me ask Professor László Lovász, the president of the present forum, to say a few words and close the forum.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think one of the basic truths about conferences and meetings is that what really determines the success of a conference are the participants. And so I would like to thank you all for participating, and thank you all for being an active contributor to the success of this conference. I thereby close this meeting, but I invite you to a reception just outside here. I think we all deserve it. And see you all in 2 years in South Africa. Thank you.